Aloha from the island. I'm Lucky, sending you light and love from the heart of Hawaii here on the island of Maui. You are about to hear a listener question from Scott, an intelligent, hardworking, kind-hearted man who has been unsuccessfully looking for friends. If you are, like a lot of us, lacking in the friendship department, maybe one of my suggestions to Scott can help you too.
Hi Lucky, I'm Scott Grove from Portland, Oregon. Got a question about relationships. I've been trying to make relationships with other guys and have been having trouble identifying or relating to other people. On top of my daily responsibilities, work, and to-dos, how can I go about making or maintaining a solid friend group?
Thank you, Scott, for your question. My succinct answer is to keep reaching out. Don't give up. Social support is so important that even when it's challenging, even when it hurts, it's so important that we need to keep reaching out for friendship. Perseverance is the key. A time in my life when perseverance paid off was when I worked for a nonprofit in Oregon. It was at the next door in Hood River. Awesome nonprofit. I was blessed to work there for 8 years. And when I was first hired, it was under a federal grant to work with children of prisoners and to match them with volunteer mentors. Great. I'll do that. I can do that. Send me some kids. I'll find them some mentors. I had no idea how long it would take me to find the children of prisoners. My first idea was, look in the prisons? Because the government gave this agency the money and the parameters. I needed to match X number of children with X number of mentors each quarter to satisfy the grant qualifications. No instructions of where to find the children. I started calling the prisons. That didn't work out. The prisons weren't really excited to hear from me. And even the couple of people that I got a hold of who were somewhat cooperative, it's like a needle in a haystack. Hey, I'm looking for children who live in these two counties that I work with. Do you have any inmates that have children of this certain age in these two counties? That didn't work out. Eventually, I figured out to work with the counselors in the schools because the counselors know the children, they know the families, they know what's going on. And that wasn't an instant home run either because they didn't know me. Other people who had tried to work with them earlier in a similar program, they were not awesome. And so they thought I was coming in and was not going to be awesome either and make a bunch of promises to the kids and not really come through. But eventually, as I persevered over the months and years, I was able to build a really good program, help a lot of kids. It was really the mentors who were helping the kids. Well, really, it was higher power who was helping the families and the children through the mentors. And I was privileged to play a small part in that. But at first, it just seemed impossible. They kept giving me a paycheck, so I kept showing up every day and making phone calls and emailing. And eventually, things clicked into place. So I persevered. That was key. So that's my suggestion for you when you're working on trying to find friendships. Keep going. Just keep figuring out. Don't give up. Another suggestion, drop expectations. Focus on doing the legwork. Ask your higher power for guidance and support and leave the results to your higher power. Let go of the results. I grew up in the suburbs of Cincinnati, Ohio. And the culture there, at least at the time when I was a kid and young adult, was to find the man and find the best girlfriend. And that was it. That's all I would need is my best girlfriend and my future husband. And then I'd be set. Well, that did not work out as I had thought it would. So now years later, I realize I need to rely on my higher power. That's number one. Because God is awesome, God is kind, my Heavenly Mother is always here for me, she never lets me down. So that's my number one source of feel good, of love, of support. And then I also reach out to humans for company, for friendship. But I don't let that be my be all end all. And I ask God to help me to be open, because my ideas of what should happen or what will make me happy, that either happens and it doesn't actually make me happy, or it doesn't last. And instead of despairing over it, I can turn to my higher power for the ultimate connection. And then whatever she sends my way as a result of my legwork, I'm going to do my humble best to accept that and appreciate that as good enough in the friendship category. Another suggestion is to do some journaling about, why do you want friends? I want friends. I want a solid friendship group. Why? What are you hoping to get out of that? Social support gives us feedback, gives us attention, helps us keep a sense of humor, gives us perspective on ourselves, a chance to help others, helps us to process things if we're able to talk with other people who are paying attention to us and care about us and get us. We can process the stuff we're going through. Friends can give us basic information. I've gotten some really good tips on hair care from my friends, on cleaning products from my friends. So there's definitely a wonderful positive in our lives. All of these things you can get with new connections, with imperfect connections. I think it's wonderful when people have long-term, deep friendships, and I bless them. I'm jealous of them, to be honest. I don't have any long-time friendships. A lot of my friendships are with new connections or people that I appreciate, and it's not a perfect fit, and I can still get what I need out of them. Feedback, attention, remind me to keep my sense of humor, give me some perspective. Hopefully my time with them is helping them and it's helping me process, and hopefully it's helping them process the stuff they need to process, and hopefully I'm imparting some kind of helpful information once in a while. So we can receive blessings and get enough of our friendship category checked off the list with new connections and imperfect connections. And definitely let us keep being open to deep, solid friendships. But let's not hang our hats on that. Let's only rely on higher power for a solid relationship. And then whatever friendships, whatever relationships come our way, ask higher power to help us be open to those, to giving to those what we can, receiving from those what we can. Group events can also be helpful. One-on-one outings can be tricky, or if you're trying to get together a small group to go out and do something together, that can be challenging for a whole variety of reasons. If you sign up for group events, if you show up to group events, you find something on the social calendar in your community. Oh, there's this event that's happening. I might have something in common with these people, or maybe it's something out of your realm, but you decide to show up and see if you can find one or two people that you might enjoy a conversation with. You just show up, you do that 2-hour event, and then you leave. And maybe you'll make a connection and you end up meeting with a person outside of that group. Maybe you just meet that group for 2 hours and you have some connections there, and then you just leave it there and you get in your car, you get in your Uber, you get on your train, you come home. Maybe you're on foot, maybe you're on a bicycle, but you move away from the event and you just leave it there. There's this passage that I read sometimes in one of my favorite books that says something like, I can be content as long as I play well, whatever cards life deals me. You as a human have X amount of time on planet Earth. Right now you have these certain people in your life. Do your best with the time, the money, and the people that you have in your life right now. Ask your higher power to help you be content with the outcome, with the results. And know that it's challenging. Try not to compare yourself to others. If you see other people who seem like they have lots of friendships and you don't, that can be depressing. That can be discouraging. I'm guessing that if they do have wonderful, lovely friendships, they have struggles in other areas of their life, areas in which you don't struggle. Maybe they struggle with their weight. Maybe they struggle with self-confidence. Maybe they are not savvy financially and they really struggle with their finances. Your ace is in all those areas. You're fine in all those areas and you're working on your friendships. So they might look at you and think, wow, I wish I was that skinny. Wow, he's got his act together financially and I just declared bankruptcy. Yes, we all have challenges. Yes, this is a growth area for you, and bless you for reaching out into the world and doing your imperfect best. Ask God to help you be patient. I don't know what your future holds, but I know your reaching out for friendship, whatever you can do each week, will make your life richer and fuller and more balanced than it would be if you just give up and just stay in isolation. I'm going to work, and when I'm done with working, I'm going to put on a show, and I'm going to walk around the block, and I'm not going to call anybody. I'm not going to go to any kind of social events. That's not healthy. Yes, calling people and they don't call you back. That hurts. That's discouraging. And you pick up the phone and you call another person. It makes you tougher. And then you're role modeling for other people how to reach out. I've had multiple women tell me over the years that my calling them and asking about their day has been helpful to them because they've been meaning to call other people and it's hard for them to call other people and I'm calling them and we're just having a regular conversation. It's nothing earth-shattering. And it is earth-shattering because having a nice conversation with someone for 5 or 10 minutes can really bless me and can really bless them. And lastly, be good company to yourself. Sometimes I can't find anyone to connect with. I've called 3 women, got voicemails. The plans that I had with someone fell through. It doesn't work out in my schedule to go to a group event. Okay, what can I do to enjoy my time with myself today? Commune with my higher power, put on a favorite podcast, go for a walk, go for a swim, and ask my higher power to be okay with what is happening. I wish to be okay with what is happening. And then when I'm content with my own company and I'm content with, hey, I left 3 voicemails. I'm proud of myself. If they call me back, if they don't call me back, that's out of my control. That's none of my business. And I'm content with my higher power because when I am unhappy with my life, in a way, I'm unhappy with my higher power because I have been doing my imperfect best to ask only for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. And I've been doing my imperfect best to do that. And if I'm still unhappy with my life, then I'm unhappy with how my higher power has been directing my life and giving me support to live my best life. My higher power, my heavenly mother, is awesome. And she's doing her best to work with me as a human woman to make my life a blessing to myself and a blessing to others. So within that realm of imperfection, we are doing our imperfect best and we're giving ourselves credit and we're going to keep going. If we get discouraged, it's okay to take a break. I take breaks from calling other women. I'll go for a week or two and not reach out. And then I realize, I need to get back on it. I've gathered myself in. I've gotten recharged from other self-care activities. And then I start making phone calls again. I send you blessings. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, and I assume that you do because you've made it to the end, then visit wellnesswithlucky.com. There are all kinds of free resources at Wellness with Lucky, as well as information about my upcoming online spiritual retreat. I'd love for you to join us. That's wellnesswithlucky.com.